Good morning, good people. This is Lou Riley coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. It's about 6:17 a.m. on a wonderful Thursday morning. As I'm up early getting my information on, I just watched a portion of the ABC interview where Robin Roberts had a chance to sit down with Janet Jackson. And, of course, I guess the catch is to find out what's going on with Janet's love life. That's Janet's business, in my opinion. However, what really, really caught my ear is the fact that, number one, Janice is putting out a book called True You. True You. And this book is about her struggle with weight loss. And it's about weight loss and self-esteem. Now, you know, to the average individual who sees glances of Janet when she's on camera and such, and doesn't have access to the internet or the depth of what the internet can provide as far as information goes, pretty much sees Janet when she's in front of the camera, when she's performing, and when her body is just totally ripped. If you've ever had a chance to see a Janet Jackson concert and watching her six-pack, you know that it takes a whole hell of a lot of hard work and dedication to reach that place. So many times we put celebrities at a place where we figure, well, she's got all the money she needs. She's got all the support she probably needs, so why would she ever have problems with weight? Well, as it turns out, Janet's interview talked about some very real issues that many of us go through when it comes to losing weight. You know, Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, the formulator of the acai soda product that I've been using, talked about the fact that food addiction is as real as being addicted to any other substance. It's just that for whatever reason, we in this society do not acknowledge it as such. And I had to realize that I was addicted to food. You got to understand that in my culture, food was the center of everything. You get to get anytime there was a family get together, it was understood that there was food. Not only food, but we were taught that, well, you eat all your food because you want to be a big, strong boy. So you're going to cut clear that plate. And so it became like a contest. The more food they put on, you ate it all, which meant that, man, he's a big, strong boy. And, you know, I understood that comes from a place of love. But, you know, who knew how that was going to extend out into life and into habits that we form as adults. And so a lot of times, as Janet talked about, it was because she was teased about her weight growing up that she developed a complex, you know. And so many of us live inside that place of fear, that place of discomfort, and we have a dislike for what we look like. Well, one thing that I learned is that before you can truly lose weight and keep it off, you have to develop a love for every fold, every crack, every crevice, every nook and every cranny of that not so perfect body. And once you embrace that within itself, it is that very same love that you develop that causes you to do the right things. But you got to learn how to love yourself. So I look forward to checking out Janet's book, to hearing how it's affected other people. It's always a beautiful thing to hear somebody talk about something. You know, sometimes the help that you need best comes from people who walk the walk. Okay? That's just my opinion. Not always, but sometimes it helps that somebody knows what it is to walk that painful journey and come back and tell you about what it's like and how to get through. So, guys, this is Lou Riley signing off. Be sure to check out my blog, LouRileyLive.com, where I share details about my own struggle. Maybe I can drop a few nuggets in your direction that can help you along your path. Visit LouRileyLive.com. That's www.LouRileyLive.com. That's www.LouRileyLive.com. That's LouRileyLive.com. I'll be waiting to see you guys there. You take care and be on the lookout for my next post. Bye now.
Whoa, 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 whoa.